Wisconsin's race for governor remains within the margin of error, the margin in Marquette's latest poll. The law school released its statewide findings Wednesday. They show Governor Walker and Democrat Mary Burke remaining deadlocked. The two tied among registered voters, while Walker gained a bit among likely voters. Professor Charles Franklin conducts the poll. He talks about a few of the shifts that appeared in the numbers.
We saw a significant rise in Republican engagement between the August poll and this one in September, and that partly translated into additional support for Governor Walker, primarily among likely voters. But Mary Burke's position actually improved slightly among registered voters. So I think we're still in a very much a hotly contested race, neither candidate showing any signs yet of pulling ahead.
What could the slight shifting that does happen, what could that mean?
It's impossible to know whether it's real but small or whether it's statistical noise. The best guide is when we see a trend over several polls all moving by small amounts in the same direction. And here we've seen Mary Burke tick up a bit since her low points in January and March. But now in this latest poll, we've seen movement in the other direction among likely voters towards Governor Walker. The result is not a very clear trend. When you look at changes in perceptions of the candidates, Governor Walker's job performance and his favorability ratings have been essentially flat. Mary Burke's have shown that more people have come to know her, but her net favorability ratings has remained almost exactly the same, certainly for the last 4 months. Those are indicators that both campaigns are being equally effective at getting their messages out. Neither is falling behind the other side, but neither is gaining a real telling advantage over the other side.
Do you know if people are impacted, potential voters or likely voters, are they more impacted by news developments or campaign ads? What is the biggest influence?
Well, it's probably easier to escape the news than it is to escape the ads, actually. We see some evidence of movement that seems to follow the ads. So in August, Mary Burke ran a lot of advertising stressing poor job performance in the state. And we saw the percentage of people saying we were lagging behind other states move up from 42% to 48%. But in the time between that poll and this one, Governor Walker has been running ads stressing other better economic news. And indeed, in this poll, we see that number come back down from 48 to back to 42, where it began. So that looks like a story consistent with people moving their perceptions of the economy in response to the kind of ads that they're seeing.
So here they come.
Campaigns are going to certainly rely on their advertising. We're all going to see a lot of it between now and Election Day.